This is Civium's, your source for public affairs research. A podcast from the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota.
In this podcast, we will be talking with Camilla Fersecca from the Institute for Urban and Regional Infrastructure Finance. The Institute's research is focused on strategic issues of infrastructure investment across both urban and rural areas. Thanks for joining us today, Camilla. Can you talk a bit about what drew you to this research?
Well, so this research is part of the Sustainability Research Network. And we were looking at the infrastructure facilities for stormwater management. And this work is also an extension of the work that we did for the city of St. Paul with Professor Zhao. And we were looking at the fee in lieu and collaborative arrangements. And this work won the Metro Lab Award in November of last year.
Can you also explain why you think this research focus is important in the United States? What does the current literature tell us?
Well, so we have seen that stormwater utility fees are used around the U.S., but there is little systematic research on this topic. And we think this research is very important because there is a lack of funding for stormwater management. And we think that it is important to local governments to know all the tools that they have available to fund stormwater management and make informed decisions.
So let's talk specifically about one of your current collaborative programs with the City of St. Paul regarding stormwater management. Most people are familiar with underground pipe networks, or what's referred to as gray infrastructure. I mean, for instance, in the City of St. Paul alone, it has 450 miles of storm sewers and funnels throughout the city. And most people understand gray infrastructure. But some of your focus is really on implementing a green infrastructure. So can you say more about that?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, like gray infrastructure is underground pipelines, so they are not visible to the people. But green infrastructure combines this stormwater management with nature, so people feel more happy when they look at this green infrastructure. And I have seen that people say nature is better than concrete.
Right, exactly. One of the areas that your institute is currently focused on is the stormwater utility fees. Can you explain to our audience the difference between a fee and a tax?
Yeah, so a fee is paid by those who benefit directly from the service that is provided through the fee, while taxes go towards a service that benefits the whole community. And in addition, exempt properties also have to pay the fee, while in the tax, they don't have to pay anything.
Prior to the stormwater utility fee, how was stormwater management financed?
So before, it was through the general fund allocation. So usually, stormwater management competed with pressing local services. And usually, it had a lot of low priority. And therefore, there was a low funding coming to stormwater management.
Can you say more about this particular utility fee and where else they are being implemented?
Well, so right now it's in the U.S., in Canada, Germany, United Kingdom, and Australia. Here in the U.S., we have around 1,000 cities or counties with utility fees.
And what are the mechanisms for setting the fee?
Well, it depends on the locality that is implemented. Sometimes cities implement a flat fee. So it could be a flat fee that all the people pay the same amount, or it could be tier. So depending on the property size or the property use, they pay differently. So if you have a commercial property, you pay different than a residential property. There are some other places that implement a variable rate, so it depends on how many runoff your property generates.
So individuals or entities will get stormwater credits. Can you explain how stormwater credits work?
Yeah, so in the U.S., different local governments implement stormwater utility fees together with credits. So credits are given to those properties that implement best management practices, such as green infrastructure, rain gardens, and ponds. So those who implement these practices get credits because they are reducing the amount of runoff that their properties are generating.
So let's talk a little bit, Camilla, about how you evaluate. What is the revenue evaluation criteria that you use?
So we are looking at four criteria: efficiency, equity, sustainability, and feasibility. So in efficiency, we are looking at, does the fee lead to change in behavior? In equity, we are looking at two things. Primary, the benefit received principle, that is the fee amount proportional to the cost service in the ability to pay? So like how regressive is this fee? How people at different income levels pay the fee? We're also looking at sustainability. So we are looking at adequacy. Do we raise enough revenue to fund stormwater management? We also look at the potential for growth. So it's like, is this fee impacted for inflation or the rising cost of stormwater management? And the stability and predictability. So we are looking at how stable is this revenue source. And finally, in the feasibility part, we are looking at two things. One is the political feasibility. How visible is this fee to the public and some of the legal barriers? And the second thing is administrative feasibility, all the costs at the administrative level that might affect the implementation of the fee.
This is a very different kind of infrastructure financial model. So why is this research so important at this time?
It might be that different local governments are trying to implement stormwater management and they don't know how to fund. So this research might help them to make informed decisions so they can see like, okay, this is what we have available. These tools might help us to accomplish the stormwater management. And we also think that it is very important in the current environment in which we have a lot of environmental issues and this climate change. So other countries might need to look into this and say like, okay, what is the U.S. doing? So we have this tool for them to learn about stormwater utility fees.
Thank you for listening to another podcast from Civios, an initiative of the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. To learn more about this segment, please visit civios.umn.edu.